You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, the New South Wales Parliament to be recalled after the Bondi attack. The Venezuelan government designated a foreign terrorist organisation. And in sport, Usman Khawaja in form for Australia on day one of the Adelaide Ashes test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Graw. The New South Wales Premier has confirmed plans to recall State Parliament from its summer break to introduce tough new laws after the Bondi mass shooting. One bill is aimed at reducing the number of guns in the community, with more than a million firearms registered in the state, including more than 300, to one antique collector. The government is also moving to ban protests in Sydney and will use a terrorism designation to allow the police commissioner to refuse applications on the basis it would stretch resources and threaten cohesion. Premier Chris Minns says the government is seeking legal advice on how long such a ban could be enforced, but he believes a large demonstration could rip the community apart.
I completely understand that there are people concerned about what's happening overseas, and of course they've got every right to be concerned, but my worry is about what's happening in Sydney right now. We'll look at my concern is that a mass demonstration in this combustible situation with our multicultural community could light a flame that would be impossible to extinguish.
Details have emerged of another act of bravery from a bystander at Bondi Beach on Sunday, this time a second Arab Muslim man who intervened to disarm one of the shooters. Human rights and immigration lawyer Alison Batterson says that in the chaos and confusion, the man was shot at by police and then set upon by members of the public who punched and kicked him, believing he was one of the attackers. Ms. Batterson says her client's action challenges simplistic narratives about identity, migration and belonging.
I think we really need to ask ourselves questions that are complex, and recognising complex realities of people's lives, migrant lives, people born in Australia. So I think this story is incredibly important to show the type of Australia that people from all around the world who are living here are working towards and want.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has criticised the International Criminal Court for what he's described as silence about a United States seizure of a Venezuelan oil vessel. The US took control last week of the large crude oil carrier in what Venezuelan authorities say is a case of piracy. Mr. Maduro has said during a televised broadcast that the crew on the ship are now missing and the US must be held accountable.
Here we have a case of piracy, where pirates armed with weapons attacked a private ship carrying Venezuelan oil. The US took public responsibility for the assault and kidnapping, and 5 days later, the crew is missing. Did they kill them? Throw them into the sea? Are they torturing them? What are they doing? So the criminal, judicial and human rights system at the United Nations is getting worse and worse, increasingly questioned.
Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has stepped up his campaign against Venezuela days after the US moved nearly a dozen warships into the region. He's ordered a total blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers entering and leaving the South American nation and designated the whole government as a foreign terrorist organisation. Mr. Trump says the moves are designed to fight drug trafficking, which Venezuela and many experts reject as false. The son of AFL great Stephen Silvani has been jailed for more than 6 years for raping a woman and then forging a rideshare receipt in an attempt to cover it up. Tom Silvani was convicted on 2 counts of rape, with Victorian County Court Judge Gregory Lyon describing the offending as egregious and callous. The 23-year-old comes from a famous family. His father played for Carlton Football Club, and his mother, Jo, is a well-known TV personality. Silvani's parents were in the courtroom and did not react as Judge Lyon read out the sentence.
I order that you serve a non-parole period of 3 years and 3 months before you are eligible for parole.
The government has released its mid-year budget update, which shows there's been some short-term gains, but long-term pain could lie ahead. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the federal budget is no longer expected to return to balance within the next decade, as forecasted interest and childcare payments have blown out over the medium term. But he says there's been a $5.4 billion improvement to the budget deficit for this financial year, which he has cited as evidence the government has managed things responsibly.
The figures you have now, they show a stronger budget position since the election and a much stronger budget since we came to office.
To sport now, and in cricket news, Usman Khawaja has helped to stabilise Australia's innings in the third Ashes test in Adelaide after being granted a last-minute reprieve to join the team. The left-hander took control of Australia's innings in the opening session, working his way to an unbeaten 41 at lunch. Khawaja was called up after Steve Smith was ruled out with a case of vertigo. I'm Deborah Grook. This is SBS News.